Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's play a little game called Said No One Ever. Said No One Ever. So when you got stories about your festive season, right, and you tell people the story and they go, no, but listen, like how did that even happen? Then you know it's a good, crazy holiday story, right? Crazy stuff that happens on holiday. So I got bitten by a horse.
Huh?
Said no one ever. So I, you know.
Het jij hem geskop?
I didn't. I tried feeding it. And then, of course, people ask, how did you feed it? With your palm. Because there's now a way that you feed, you know, horses. Anyway, so the horse bit me on my arm. And it was a hell of a sore on the day, but like really sore like days after. And everyone's like, no, you've got to have a tetanus shot. Now I'm in the middle of nowhere. There are no tetanus shots there. So fun fact, just in case you get, you know, bitten by a horse, you get 72 hours to get your tetanus shot. I'm just saying.
But this was a long Norwick.
Yeah. You're bitten on the Thursday by a horse. Then you got until like the Sunday to get to a hospital and get a tetanus shot. So, and I was just being nice because shame, you know, there are so many hungry horses out there. Once again, no one ever offered us a tip on it. It's just a long story.
You look like a snack, Martin.
I know, right? My arm.
A whole meal.
Yeah, a whole meal. Horse is like, what's this? Half of my happy dolphin fun. So it's no fun telling crazy holiday stories because people look at you like, well, like you're crazy. And they're like, said no one ever. But that's how it happened. I got in with my holiday. So that's the one, I would say, crazy thing that happened, right? Strange thing that ends with said no one ever. And then the other thing, so I go to my spot in the tiniest little village. It's not even a town, in the middle of the Great Karoo, right? It's really off the beaten track. You have to travel inland from the main roads quite a bit to get there.
Jy gaan nie per ongeluk daar uitkom nie.
You don't drive through it.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't. It's not those kind of places. You go there for, you know, intentionally. So I'm sitting at a table at a restaurant, one of the very few restaurants that there is, and there's this couple sitting next to me at the table. A very tall gentleman and a very well-dressed lady. Very tall gentleman, no shoes, you know, looking very laid back. And they've got a little dog. And I've got three dogs now. So obviously, firstly, my dogs are like going wild because they have to make their presence known. And they're barking and yapping at this dog. And I see the man's face. A look of, how should I describe it? Disapproval. Right? He's like, you know, shut up. Anyway, so long story short, this gentleman looks very like laid back. He's very tall. Like slaying back in his chair. And he skips a bit terug. Hy het 'n glasie rooi, hulle is op vakansie, verstaan jy? Dit is lekker vakansie en die dame lyk net baie mooi aangetrek en you know, very well. So, I go inside and this lady comes up to me. Now, this is after this very tall gentleman, barefoot gentleman, walked past our table on the way back from, I don't know, the bathroom and then made noises at my dogs. And I was like, you know, he's quite quirky. He's like a fun guy. Who's this guy?
Het score gesoek met jou honde.
Yeah. Does it sound familiar yet, Alma Smith? So this lady comes up to me while I was paying the bill. She says, is jy Martin? Ek sê, ja, ek is Martin. She says, ons is Alma Smith's ouers.
No way.
Alma Smith's parents. People, can I tell you, I go on holiday when no one can find me. Sitting at the restaurant, and the people next door, Alma Smith's parents.
Maar jy moes toe hierdie lang oom sonder die skoene gesien het.
Al klaar geweet.
Jy moes geweet het.
But now, it gets weirder. So now I'm like, oh, no ways. Like, hey, I've heard so much about you. Wada wada, here you are. Let's take a picture together so I can send it to Alma.
Mm-mm.
So I'm in selfie stance with my phone. And I was about to take the picture. And the lang man said for me, nee, I got it for this morning. I was like, yeah, you know. So I picked my phone up again and take the photo. And he's like, nee, rara. I don't take pictures.
Yeah.
And then, Alma's mother like reiterated that and said, yes, he doesn't have pictures taken of him. So I was like, well, you're in luck. My phone is full, so I can't take the picture. Awkwardly put it in the back of my pants. So nice to meet you.
Bye.
And then I said, bye. Alma Smith's mother. Wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast. Hey, think I'm ready, baby. Martin in Span, Yella is freaking awesome. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong. Jacaranda FM.